This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crowe. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better. Episode number one.
I want to do two things today. I'm going to teach you something good. I'm going to teach you something that can truly change the trajectory of your life. I'm starting with one of the biggest and most fundamental things that you can use for the rest of your life every single day so that you have better life and better work. The other thing I want to do here at the beginning of this series is I want to tell you a little bit about how this show came about. For the past year and a half, I've already had a love affair with live streaming. And before that, I've had a really lifelong love affair with online, social media, etc. I had an aunt who gave me a computer in the early 80s, and I always joke and say that I always meet all my husbands online. I've actually only been married twice, but I did meet both of my husbands on online dating sites before many people were doing that. Recently, I was doing some end of the year reflecting and thinking while planning for the new year. I was taking inventory of the last 11 years of being a professionally paid coach. And even before I got paid as a coach, I'd been coaching in some form or another. Like even in high school, you guys, people came to me for help, to help them solve their problems, to give advice, just bear witness, etc. I was a teacher, a camp counselor, and all these other things. I had an educational degree in educational psychology because I knew I was going to be a therapist. And then the trajectory of my life changed. I ended up being a teacher for a few years and wound up through real estate becoming a coach. Anyway, I was taking this longer inventory around who were my mentors, teachers, coaches, influencers over all this time. Who were the authors that had inspired me? Who were the people I had learned from? I was also taking an inventory of things I teach, teachings, principles, classes, spiritual mindsets, tools, insights, ideas, etc. And then I gathered a list of all the materials I've created over the last 11 years. And I realized, holy smokes, you guys, there's some really good shit here. And a lot of it is hidden in my head or hidden in the recesses of my computer or hidden in the history of my clients. So I really wanted to find a way not to just chit chat on live streams or pull cards, which is always really fun to do. But I wanted to put on my pro panties, so to speak, and show up on a regular basis and teach you guys something. I wanted to share some of this knowledge and some of this wisdom so that you can take some of the stuff that's in my brain, in my history, in my experience, and that you can begin to change your life. So duh, the show was born. And I'll let you know a couple of things. I have a couple of show sidekicks, Clementine and Leroy. They're my rescue boxers. And I probably have 1,000 reasons why I couldn't, shouldn't, wouldn't do this. Especially at home when they might make noise. And guess what? I don't give a shit anymore. I'm gonna go for it and do it anyways. So it's funny, you see? Yeah, I have my little dog clicker. And they're being really good right now. I have my little dog clicker and treats if they begin to bark. So that's one thing. I'm working here from my home studio where I do coaching, my creating, my art, my classes, and everything. And so I welcome you into my studio and my home. My intention for this program is to give you my heart and to give you my all. It's to bring teaching and inspiration to you, things that will educate and inspire you. I know that being a lifelong learner, giving myself permission to never be done, has made a huge impact on my life and on my relationships, on my environment, on my business, on my financial growth, all of my fun, adventure, everything. And then the second thing I want to do through these shows is I want to give you some actionable steps, because otherwise it's just entertainment. And while I love to be entertainment, I love to be funny, I love creating, I love to make you laugh, I love to be myself. The other thing is, if you don't take this information, and you don't have to take everything, just take what zings with you. Take what zings with you. But take something. If you don't do something with it just because you hear it once, it ain't gonna do shit, right? So do something with it. I'll give you a couple of actionable steps. Pick one and run with it. Episode number one, the topic, the number one magical ingredient to a better life and better work. I'm a big believer of mind, body, and spirit. I do come from a holistic approach. Mind, body, and spirit. I believe that our mind is genius and our body is a miracle and our spirit is absolutely the fuel and the fire. If we leave that part out, it can become a problem. So our spirit's really important too. Here's what I want you to do before I get into the content. I want you to write down the truly most persistent thought that you've been thinking over the last 24 hours. What is the one thought that's been going through your mind over and over and over the last 24 hours? And I want you to just write it down. I want you to, as if you're almost examining your brain and you're seeing a ticker tape of thoughts that have gone through your mind. And I want you to write down the one that keeps repeating itself. I want you to pull that off the ticker tape and write it down on a piece of paper. So do you have your thought written down? What is the predominant thought? And if you're willing to share it with me, I want you to have that thought written down, and then I want you to reflect, what do you notice in your body when you believe that thought? What do you notice in your body? What do you feel? Do you feel open and expansive, or do you feel tight? Do you feel sick to your stomach? What do you notice in your body when you believe that thought? And then my second question for you, these are self-reflection questions, but my second question is that thought holding you back or is it moving you forward? Is that thought holding you back or moving you forward? Is that a supportive thought? Or as one of my friends, Anita, said, oh my gosh, if somebody else was saying that to me, I would have kicked them out of my car, right? Like, if somebody else were saying that thought to you, would you stay in relationship with them? Right? And so here's some of the things. My breath catches in my throat and doesn't go any deeper. What am I going to do with my life? I feel anxious, frustrated, or lost. And so this is what I want. Before I get into the content, I just want to show you, you guys, I'll be honest, I've done 1,000 live streams, and for some reason, like, just formalizing, putting a little, I don't want to call it a box, but, you know, committing to go every single week, I've gotten a little nervous about doing the show. And so for the last 36 hours, I've had a little mind booger, that's what I call them now, a little mind booger running through my head, making me feel like shit, I had to pee like 17 times this morning because this mind booger was dicking with me, right? And so some of you also have beautiful responses that says, makes me feel peace, I am enough, it's hopeful. So I'm so glad to hear that. Now here's what's interesting. What am I gonna do with my life? Tension, anxiety, low energy, hold me back. Stop worrying, it holds me back. I know the answer, but I keep doing it. Okay, so can you see, we can either have mind peace or we can have mind boogers. And let me tell you, mind boogers are our natural state. It's not our spiritually natural state, but it is the effect, it is the result. Mind boogers are the outcome of all the years of input, sensory input, environment, parents, probably a little bit of inner input, DNA, and certainly mass media, commercials. Do you know there's not a single commercial made that isn't ultimately saying you're shit unless you buy this, right? And so, you guys, when we become aware, when you start realizing and slowing down and paying attention to your thoughts. So I'm going to give you 3 points with some stuff in between. And then I'm going to give you some action steps. But here's the point number one. Your life is only as good as your mindset. Your life is only as good as your mindset. Have you ever had a time when you were in traffic? And actually, have you ever had one of these two times, or probably most of you have had both these times? You're in traffic, you're in the car. And a lot of times we're in traffic in the car and we're pissed and we're anxious and we're angry and we've got somewhere to be and it's frustrating and it's a miserable experience. And then on another day, in another mindset and in another mood, we can be in the exact same traffic, headed to the exact same place, being behind, and for some reason, our inner state is relaxed. Oh well, I get to listen to books, my favorite music is on, but we have a totally different belief about being in traffic. And that's just one example. Anybody that drives, I don't know anybody that hasn't had actually both of those experiences. So it's kind of my little scientific proof that your mindset is what really determines if your life is good or not. It's not all the shit you accumulate. It's not even all the experiences you have. It's not the stuff you buy. It's not the things you get to do. You know, one of the things I laugh at right now is in the online world, there's all these like laptop lifestyle people. And there's probably a time in my life when I would have loved that. And I did live that lifestyle. We just didn't have laptops then. And it's so funny because the thought of a laptop lifestyle and running around the world and traveling all the places and having to do work from there versus my completely awesome and boring life and crawling in my bed at 7 o'clock every night. And, you know, it's funny. It's like I look on Instagram and I see, you know, someone's got these beautiful pictures all over the world. And if I took my daily Instagram pictures, you'd basically see my lazy ass laying in bed covered in two dogs and probably watching a TV show. And so, but here's the thing. That is what is better for me. I love it. It brings me peace, right? But that might make somebody else miserable. So number one, your life is only as good as your mindset. And I want to give you the definition of mindset. I know that many of you may know some of this. This stuff may be things that you have heard. If you hear something that you have heard before, I want to tell you that's good medicine for you. And not because you're sick, but repetition is how we retrain our brains. So mindset is an attitude, a set of ideas held by someone, by us, right? It's our thinking and our beliefs and how we approach the world. There are habits in our thinking formed by our experiences, right? And the reason I'm kind of breaking this down into these little like scientific bites, little bits of information instead of just a feeling is because I want you to see how much control you have of your thinking. And what we don't have control of is all the circumstances around us. We have control of a lot of them by our thinking. It can change the way we experience life. But you know, if somebody you love gets hit by a bus, you can't control that. But what we can do is control our thinking. So we have this miraculous body, this miraculous brain. You guys, right now in this moment, your body is breathing without you thinking. Your body is moving blood and cells and digesting and doing a million miracles without you having to think about it. Your glorious brain, this thing inside our skull, is so powerful. And one of the things that the brain does scientifically is that it does as many things as it can automatically so that you can reserve your energies for getting killed by tigers. Okay? But here's the thing. We don't live in a time and a place where we're killed by tigers anymore or hunted by tigers. And so you got to realize that most of your brain is running on autopilot, include all these thinkings. Your thinking can change your heart rate. Your thinking can change your digestion. It can alter the health of your cells. It can determine all of your feelings, all the feelings you've had, feelings of happiness, sadness, anxiety, hope, optimism, all come. Feelings don't pop out of the ground without a seed. And the seed is the thought, right? So just like a flower doesn't pop up and it's a flower, the flower comes from a seed. And so the seed of every feeling is a thought.
Your thinking creates your reality.
And I didn't say that first. There's a million people who've said it, right? And so that's really what we're going to talk about today, is your mindset and your thinking. And a lot of people are like, well, what do you mean my thinking? But the reality is your thinking is a muscle, just, and it needs to be exercised and used deliberately on purpose to function better. Okay. So many people, you can live a status quo life. If you want to live a status quo life, if you want to feel bland, if you want to feel mediocre, perfect, I'm not your gal. Okay. And also on the other end of that, it's not about perfection. Okay. But it is about, that's why it's the better life, better work. It's not the perfect life, perfect work, because perfect is a bunch of bullshit. It's better life, better work. And in any instant, by loving on and being curious with our thoughts, we can create better situations, better feelings, better life, and better outcomes. Okay, so I want to share with you guys this model, this kind of map that I learned from T. Harv Eker. And I've shared this at many of my live events. I've shared it with a lot of your clients. There goes the sidekicks. And this is the one thing I'm going to draw today. So let's get out a nice purple pen. So we have programming. Thoughts. We have feelings. We have actions. And then we have results. So here's what I love about this. Let me give you some little directions here, directionals. So our programming, all the little data in our brain from all these years that creates our mindset, our programming affects our thoughts, both conscious and unconscious. And our thoughts are the seeds of those feelings. Okay. And then our feelings determine most of our actions, okay? Obviously, we have some involuntary actions like sneezing, okay? But your voluntary actions, the choices that you make every single day, come from the feelings, which come from the thoughts, which come from the programming, right? And then your actions are determining of your results. That's how your thinking changes your life, because your thinking, when you change your thoughts and your programming, so your thoughts, right now I can tell you to think about a blueberry, right? And so that's a thought. But when the thought becomes automatic, that's when it is in your programming, right? It's a part of your hardwiring. Little transition going on from the husband and the dog. Okay, so when your thoughts affect your feelings and your feelings begin to change your actions, that's how different results are created in your life. So again, I want to give credit to this specific model. It's by this guy named T. Harv Eker. T. Harv Eker. And I first read about it in a book called The Millionaire Mind. Okay. And so then on top of this model, real quick, I want to show you, kind of a model I put down over it. So I forgot. This one goes it back up here. Okay, so results can, the results can actually rewire your programming. Okay, the results we get, we can rewire our programming. So with that said, there's this pie of life over this model. Okay, and this is kind of how I approach my life. Having been an overachiever and having done too many actions without consideration for my feelings, my thoughts, or my programmings, I was only concerned about my actions and results.
Okay. And that's what made me an overachiever in an unhealthy way. And so here we have programming thoughts and feelings are what I call the B zone. Who you be. Okay? Who you be. Your actions, clearly, are what you do. Okay? And the results are in the have zone. Okay? Now here's the thing. Most of us approach life starting here with what we want to have. And we either just think about it and stop. We even think and feel about it and we stop and we don't take action. But here's the trick to engineering creating your life. A person who is living an automatic life by default, just moving forward without regard to creation, is going this direction. Okay? First, automatically, just automatically goes. But if you want to begin to create and change your life, you want to have better life, have better work, what we do is we work backwards. Okay? So a lot of times, the most obvious place to start is right here with our feelings. Because our feelings are so fucking obvious, you guys. We're present to our feelings. Hopefully you're present to your feelings. If you're not, go find a feeling coach. No, just kidding. I can support you in that too. But right, we know what we feel. We feel anxious. We feel happy. We feel sad. We feel emotional. We feel stressed. We feel joy. And so if you're feeling something here that feels uncomfortable, we can start working backwards. We can start identifying the thoughts, okay? So I wanted to share this model. I'll put it in the show notes. You can get the show notes. I'll tell you how you can get the show notes soon. I'm not gonna tell you that yet. Okay, so I wanted to share that model. I call it PTFAR. I learned it from T. Harv Eker. But there are millions of instances of input, whether you're conscious or not, and this forms your conscious and subconscious thinking. So you can either be on autopilot or you can be a deliberate thinker, right? And so some of us may have heard there's a concept out in educational development, educational psychology and thinking that you can either have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. And a fixed mindset comes from this world that basically, if you're born not having the skills or whatever, you're fucked. Okay, I don't know about you, but I don't want to believe that. I don't think it's true, right? That we can actually, so the growth mindset is one that our brains are malleable, right? The cells in our body are malleable. Our brains are open. We can be open, resilient, malleable, flexible. There's a belief that we can grow and learn and change. And the fixed mindset is more cement. This is the way it is. This is the way it's always going to be. Closed, hard, unchangeable, and rigid. It's a victim mentality and a belief that we're stuck. And so if you have this thought going in your head that this is the way life is, this is the way it always is going to be, guess what? That's the reality you're going to experience. And if you're willing to take, it's also the short road. If you're willing to take the long road and the long journey and have a growth-focused mindset, being willing to learn, being open to learn, being resilient, being malleable. And you guys, do you realize? So let me see if there's one more place to draw something. Okay, up in the brain. Up in the brain. This is just kind of a little example, neuroscience. But let's say we have these two. This is a mind booger, okay? And this little mind booger right, and it the mind booger is kind of hard for you guys to see. Can't really see, but I've written the word mind booger. And Mind Booger goes back between the synapses in the brain, these tiny little things, and it builds this very strong, you know, it just keeps going back and it gets like these core beliefs that have been in there forever. But what happens when you identify and isolate that thought? And we can do what's called a pattern interrupt, okay? And so we stop that thought in its tracks and we begin to write a new thought. Okay, so we begin to put a new thought in here, right? And so here's what's interesting. I can see in the reflection, you can't even see the red line I just drew here. You can't even see it. And this is just like your brain. So if you only think the new thought one time, guess which one's going to come back? The mind booger thought, right? And I don't know about you, but mind boogers make up for a congested life. So what we have to do is we have to find ways to continually repeat that thought until the connection between the synapses is big and thick and juicy with the new thought. But if some of you are wondering why I changed my mind about that and I went back to my old way of thinking, right? I did it once. Well, once is not enough. Twice is not enough. Over and over and over and over again builds a new form, okay? I got congested life. I can relate, says Diane. Exactly. A congested life happens when you have lots of mind boogers. And here's the thing. It's not just a congested life. It's your whole being, all the energy that flows through you, right? Okay. So let me get back to my lesson here. There is empirical scientific evidence that fostering a growth mindset, that practicing this. So you go to the gym for your body, you do exercise, you eat good food. And if you exercise your mind, you can physically alter the composition of the brain and change the neuroplasticity of the mind. And so one of my clients, Rebecca Davidson, she's gonna be speaking at Camp Starheart, but Rebecca Davidson is a neurosculpting specialist. So she teaches a form of meditation that actually helps you rewire the neuroplasticity, right? It helps you rewire the synapses. Okay, so here's the truth. I normally start out with this, but I saved it for the middle. Hi, Helen. Welcome. Everything I say that comes out of my mouth is something I'm thinking, right? And everything I think is completely made up. And so I am deliberate. I choose in my brain what I want to think as often as I can to make my life and work better. Some might say I'm completely delusional. And you know what? I'm going to agree. I probably am completely delusional, which is fine by me, right? Because I would rather, it's snowing outside. That doesn't happen in Texas very often. Okay, so everything I think is made up, but here's the deal. Everything you think is made up too. Everything you think is made up too. So you get to decide. You get to be the decider, right? You need to make a t-shirt. Come on, Crow, get it. So I am deliberate about training my brain to think thoughts that make my life and work better, right? And if you begin to choose it and you begin to practice it, your life's gonna begin to get better. Okay, so I'm delusional by choice. When someone said, my husband, everyone's like, woman, you are crazy. And I'm like, you bet I'm crazy. I'm delusional by choice. And let me tell you why. Because my experience of life is better. And the result and the outcomes of my life are better when I choose better thoughts. Now, here's the thing. I'm not at 100%. I'm doing the best I can. And it is a daily practice. One of my colleagues asked me the other day, she was like, does it ever stop? And I just laughed and said, nope, babe, it doesn't. It's a lifestyle change. Having a growth mindset and working on your thinking and nurturing your thinking is no different than having an active lifestyle or having a healthy lifestyle in your body and with your eating, Okay? It's a choice. It's not going to happen automatically, right? So, number two, you get to be the decider. Number two, how do I do this? How do I begin growing and nurturing my thinking? And that's the way I like to think of it, right? Like you hear, Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life was a book by, Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life was by Brian Tracy. And then Wayne Dyer wrote Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life, right? Like, so this has been around forever. This is not Alison Krauss invented, but it is Alison Krauss applied, and this shit works. Hashtag this shit works. So how do you do this? How do you begin growing and nurturing your thinking? A lot of the training that I've been through automatically skips these first two steps. I'm going to come back and read comments here in a second. The very first step is to be a compassionate, write this down, to be a compassionate and curious noticer of your thinking. Okay, I remember a long time ago I was teaching this concept, and one of my mentees, who's now a colleague and a sweet soul sister, Kayla Floyd, was like, you don't need to be the thinking police. Okay, you don't need to be the thinking police. Be a compassionate noticer of your thinking. And so if you're one of my students, if you're one of my students, and if you've been a coaching student or have heard me talk online, you know that I have totally stolen from Thich Nhat Hanh, the Buddhist monk, this concept of there, blank, I see you, I will not leave you. And so for the case of what we're talking about today, we're not so much talking about emotions today as we are talking about mind boogers, but it's like, oh, there, mind booger, I see you, I won't leave you, I'm here for you. And just like anybody in your life, if you come at them with curiosity and kindness and compassion, you're going to get a much better response than if you come heavy and hard-handed, right? So I used to be this believer who was like, oh, I'm going to kick my inner critic's ass. Oh, my poor inner critic. Guess what? It got louder and meaner, right? You don't kick your thinking's ass. You get compassionate and curious. You become what I call a noticer. So a noticer observes without judgment. Oh, I notice that I have this thought that keeps running through my head and it doesn't feel good. Okay, so number one, be a compassionate, curious noticer of your thinking. And then number two, take it out of your brain and do what we did at the beginning. Notice how it impacts your body, because your body knows, you guys. Our bodies are a giant GPS system. Oh, it's so miraculous. Notice, so number two is notice how the thinking impacts your body and feelings. When you believe that thought, Leroy agrees. When you believe that thought, how does your body feel? Does your body feel open and expansive? Does your body feel tight and rigid, right? And when our mind-body-spirit system is functioning in alignment, there is a sense of calm and a sense of peace, possibly a sense of mild excitement, but it's not tense, it's not tight, it's not sickening to your stomach. Okay, and each of you have your own little body tells. We can have a whole nother show about using the body to make decisions. But just notice how the thinking impacts your body. And then number three is be willing to open up to new thoughts. So have you ever had a conversation with somebody and you're having this conversation and they have this like hardcore belief, and no matter what you say, they're not going to change their effing minds. They're not going to change their belief. It's so frustrating. But the theory of relativity says that two people can see the exact same thing and have completely different experiences. And when we have a rigid mindset and we close off, we don't open to the fact that the same thing can be seen two completely different ways. Clearly, I get passionate about this highly. Okay. So, once that's the beginning, become a noticer, notice it, how it impacts your body and feelings, and be willing to open up to new thoughts. And then here is where the practices, some of the practices you can put into place. So this is, I call it reprogramming and remembering. So reprogramming is the thinking side, right? But the irreverent priestess, divine being in me, also wants you to remember your I am-ness. So here are some ways you can, first of all, we're going to think about it, and then you can start thinking about write this down. How do I want to reprogram my brain? If there's parts of my thinking that aren't working for me and I can change them, it's like cleaning out your closet, except for the fact that you got to do it every single day. How do I want to reprogram my brain? So the first thing to consider is the input. What are you feeding your brain? What are you exposing your brain to? What are you exposing your brain to? I've had many clients, including myself, tell me that over the last 6 months, they feel like shit when they're on Facebook too much. They feel like shit when they watch too many commercials. They feel like shit when they read too many magazines. Right? And it's not that they're sitting down going, I think I'd like to watch commercials today. I think I'd like to watch the news and feel like shit. It's that these things were bombarded with. What are you feeding your brain? Okay. So what's the input going in? And one of the things that I've made a commitment to do is to listen to more books, to read more. I used to read all the time. Oh my gosh, reading kept depression at bay. And I've been listening to books a lot more. I listen to books and listening to podcasts or listening to shows like this. This is one of the things. I want this to be food for your brain. I want you to come away from this feeling hopeful and positive and having more tools. I hope that this is some of the most valuable time you spend on Facebook. Instead of comparing yourself to somebody else, being stressed about world events, or being sold a bill of goods by somebody who's telling you you have to make 7 figures in the online world. Makes you feel like shit, doesn't it? So think about the input. What are you feeding your brain? And then number two, your job, because you can control the input, but then you're also, it's very beneficial for you to make some choiceful practices around the output, okay? Make some choiceful practices around the output. And so if something comes into our brain, we learn it, and we learn it subconsciously. But if we take time to speak it out loud, to write it out loud, and to repeat this, the more we learn it. So things like journaling, okay, writing. And I'm not talking journaling the shit you don't like. There's a time and a place for that. It's another show. But when you spend time writing, I have a certain practice called my I ams. I write my I ams. And this comes into remembering, right? But so journaling, working through thoughts in a journal, like I did, pulling out that thought and deciding what would I like to believe instead? What would feel better to believe that could be true? I have a concept called trading up your thinking. And I have a little trash to treasure trade up worksheet. There's also Byron Katie is absolutely some of the hardcore best free material in don't believe everything you think. Okay. To me, I don't remember her website right now, but it's like thework.org or thework.com. Byron Katie, she has free worksheets on how to do this, right? I teach my clients a little bit more. I slow down a little bit more and teach them how to do it. But you can begin to isolate those thoughts, work through the thoughts in a thought journal, and choose new thoughts. And then once you have those new thoughts, the repetition of those thoughts through your head. So whether you write the same sentence over and over again, right? But we're not writing, I will not talk at lunch when the red flag is up. We're writing, I am love, I am peace, I am able, I am protected, I am held, I am confident. And I know some of you guys are going to go, that is so Stuart Smalley, right? Like, doggone it, people love me. Well, you can make fun of it all damn day long, but guess what? I'm happy.
I am generally, do you know that I'm probably the happiest person that struggles with depression? Yes, clinically depression runs in my family. Depression and anxiety run in my family. But the reality is I'm also one of the happiest people I've ever met. I am one of the most happy, truly happy and content people in my heart. So I want you to think about your input. What are you feeding? And choose something. Thank you, Eric, for putting in the website of Byron Katie. Think about something that daily you could input into your brain. And then think about something daily. Simple. It doesn't have to take mounds and mounds of time. But right, like if you're sitting around working, if you're, are you listening to good music? Are you listening to music that soothes your brain? Are you listening to meditations? Are you listening to helpful books? Or is the TV and Facebook just on autopilot and you're getting the subconscious messages of you're not enough? And then the final thing that really glues all this together for me is from the spiritual aspect. And so I was talking about reprogramming, and this is the remembering aspect. This is the part that is so dear to me and one of the things that I believe spiritually. Every single one of us, you, yes, you are spiritual, infinite love. You are love. You are the love. You are the energy of love, and you are connected to everyone and everything on this earth. You are a spirit having a human experience. And you guys, we forget. We forget that we are truly magical, spiritually empowered. All the tools are available to us, that we are supported by the divine, so we're not alone in this, but that there is a divine being, and whether you call it God or Jesus or Buddha or the universe is fine with me. I'm open to all of those, but you are not alone. You are in partnership with the divine universe. But the thing about living a human life is that we forget. And I want to read a poem that I wrote, because this is so true. And I know that anytime I am not feeling good, I'm worried, I'm anxious, I'm stressed, whatever it is, and no matter how it's showing up in my life, I know that I have forgotten. Not only that is my thinking off, but my thinking is off because I have forgotten who I really am. And I guarantee you, you've forgotten who you really are when you're in those moments. So here's the poem. The thing about living a human life is we forget. We forget who we are. We forget that we are divine living in a human body, and we forget that we are one with infinite love and source energy. We forget that we are able and that we are resilient and that we have been and always will be okay. We forget that our heart and our intuitive cells know the answer to every single challenge we encounter. We forget that we are wise. We forget that we are strong. We forget that we are resourceful and creative. We forget that we are one with all of humanity, more alike than different. We forget that we are not alone. We forget that the universe is set up to support us. We forget that the angels are at our beck and call, and we forget that we are free. We forget that we are connected to nature, and that nature is connected to us. Let me let that guy go by. We forget that we are the breath of life. We forget to breathe. We forget who we be, and we think we are what we do. We forget that we are not our thoughts, and we are not the thoughts of others. Good boy, thank you. No barking. We forget that we are the I am. I feel like I get to be
in my work and in my life, not only my own biggest lesson is to remember who I am, but it is my joy to help you remember who you are. And I'm thankful for the people in my life that when I approach life as a muggle, they slap me across the face and say, dude, you totally forgot that you're a fucking divine magician. So how would the divine magician handle this situation instead of the muggle? Don't be a muggle, right? Don't let the mind boogers control you. So what I want to do now is I want to, I'm going to have some reflection questions as we end out. Some thought, actually, let me go ahead and give you these reflection questions, and then I'll take some questions or thoughts from the audience. So take a minute and write these down, because this is, you know, I've given you some of the to-dos, it's the take the actions. Number one is choose something you put in your brain that's going to fill your brain. Number two, and make that daily. It's like taking a bath. If you don't do it every day, you're going to start to stink. Number two, get a journaling or writing practice, something that uses more of your senses. So the reason we have you write is because the writing connects it. So putting something in your brain, especially auditorily, hearing, gives you, it covers that sense. And then when you write, you're using your, and I'm not talking typing, I'm talking longhand with a pen. When you write, you're using your text, your touch sense and your sense of sight. Then the other thing that is an absolute, it's a whole nother conversation, but if you add meditation and meditating on these things, then you add the spiritual aspect too, right? So we've talked about that. And here's the things I want you to think about. The question number one, what do you need to believe about yourself to create better life and better work? What do you need to believe about yourself? I'm not asking you what you do believe about yourself. I'm asking you what would help you to believe about yourself to create either better life or better work or both. So number two, and all these will be in the show notes. The show notes, or you can get the show notes. We don't have the systems fully set up, but you can get the show notes. You can subscribe to receive the weekly show notes that have resources, the bullet points. Basically, it's not quite a transcription of this, but the show notes, dude, at allisoncrow.com/better. I don't even know if it's working yet. We decided next week we would actually launch it, but we'll give the show notes to session one at least by next week if we don't have it already set up. And if we don't have it set up, it's my fault because I told my team to wait till next week. So number two, what do you need to remember about yourself? What I ams do you need to remember? My biggie is I have to remember how magic I am. I am so magical. And when I forget, I behave like a muggle. And I think like a muggle and I worry like a muggle. But when I remember, and when I say magic, I'm not talking black hat. I'm just talking that I'm a divine being and the angels are at my beck and call and I have a partnership with the universe and I can create something out of nothing by snapping my fingers. I really can. And so can you. And then here's the third question. What deliberate choices will you implement around feeding your brain and practicing new thinking? What will you be the decider about? Because if you take this information and you go off about your day and you don't do jack shit with it, you've wasted your time. Not mine, yours. I have fun. And one of the reasons I teach this stuff is because it's a way for me to input and output and to keep retraining my brain. So what deliberate choices will you implement around feeding your brain and practicing new thinking? And then I want to read you two quotes. One of them is by T. Harv Eker, and one of them is by yours truly. So T. Harv Eker, I love this one. This one gave me so much comfort. It was a new thought for me, okay? It gave me so much comfort. That's why I put it in here, because it made me feel better. It made me think better. It made me believe better. T. Harv Eker says, successful people have fear. Successful people have doubts, and successful people have worries. They just don't let these feelings stop them. And that was just like, they do? Like, we forget, because we're seeing everybody's outsides and not their insides, but successful people have fear, successful people have doubts, and successful people have worries. They just don't let those feelings stop them. And then here's what I want to add to that. People who choose to create better life and better work choose to create better thoughts. People who choose to create better life and better work choose to create better thoughts. So, if not today, definitely next week, I'm going to ask you to join the Better Life, Better Work Tribe. You're going to want the show notes anyways, right? This is stuff you can come back to over and over again without having to watch the whole episode. And I'm also going to give, from time to time, I'm going to give freebies and bonuses and gifts to people inside that tribe as my heart desires. You know, a couple people recently have said, Allison, you give way too much away for free. And the reality is I do. I want to give a lot for free. And I know that when clients either take my classes that are paid or work with me paid, it's a whole different experience. Even if they've heard this information before, that, you know, I know that there's enough clients that will come to me. So, what I want to do is I want to come back and look at your comments. So let's see what you guys are saying. And if you have anything you want to say, any questions you want to ask, now is the time to do that. Ooh, let me take a sip of water. You're being a good boy, Leroy. So case in point, while y'all are typing in your thoughts, one of my biggest like mind boogers was the dogs are going to fuck this up. The dogs are going to fuck this up. The dogs are going to bark. I had a million excuses why I should go somewhere else. I don't have anywhere else to go. We need to put the dogs up. And people have given me solutions. But the reality is I have a dog that protects the house and I have another dog that talks. She has not spoken a word today, but normally she talks when I'm on live streams. For most people, that'd be very disruptive. But I realize the only reason it's disruptive is because I think it's disruptive. Only my thinking about the dogs barking made me miserable and sick to my stomach and nervous and doubt. And so I decided to let the dogs be what the dogs are. I have my clicker. I have my treats for them. If they come and sit under, like I'm rubbing Leroy's little head right now, right? Petting him, telling me he's a good boy because he's being quiet. And so it works. Right? This stuff works. And that was just one tiny little example. It could stop me from spending this time with you on Friday mornings. That one thought can stop me. But I don't want to let my thoughts stop me from living what I consider a better life. And a better life is connecting with you. Okay, so let me see what you got to say. Reset as often as needed. Clemmy doesn't bug. I know, Rebecca, you've been so helpful at helping me see, like, the dogs bug you more than they bug us. And I just figured, let's let the dogs be, like, you know, mascots. Max says, I'm just thinking about what I need to believe to make things better. I know, isn't it the most powerful question? Because we always go to, well, how do I make things better? How doesn't serve you? That's a whole other show topic, but how is the shittiest question you can ask, okay? What do I need to believe? What is the thought? And even if you don't believe it, what is the thought that if I did believe it, would blow my own fucking mind? And then that's somewhere we can work from. Then we can backtrack on how to get there. Okay, any other questions? Okay, Laura says, have a great you're a great way to begin for me, reprogram my brain. Thank you. I feel more peaceful already. New thoughts. My pleasure, sweetheart. My pleasure. And I take for granted that sometimes not only this information, but the divine and specific delivery through my DNA, my voice, my mannerisms, my craziness and kookiness is a gift. I forget, right? But then when I remember, I don't think I'm the end-all be-all, but I'm so glad, Laura, to be able to be on your team, because I'm not the only one, but to be one of the people in your life that helps you think new thoughts, that helps you reprogram your darling brain so that you may feel more peaceful. Any other thoughts? It's the best thing I've heard in a while. Thanks, Max. Any other thoughts or comments before we close out? I don't even know how long we've been going. It doesn't really matter. Any other thoughts? Okay, so while I'm waiting for any last thoughts, if they come up, they come up. But I also want to invite you. And yes, I'm going to give you this content for free. And then at times I'm going to ask you, I'm not going to obligate you, but I'm going to invite you. I'm going to make a lot of invitations to you on these shows. Okay. I'm going to invite you to come to Camp Starheart. Camp Starheart is my live event in Austin, Texas. I have 24 tickets available. As of this morning, it was so fun. Okay. Can I share a private moment with you guys? Okay. Can I share a private moment? So I don't know if you noticed behind me. Let me sink down. Okay. So let's get out a pointer here. And right here is a bird. And right here is a bird. It's hard to see. That's a little bird. And right here is a card deck by Odie Harma that has a bird on it. And of course, my crow bird is here. And y'all know how many times I sit here? And that was the first time I was like, bird, 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 bird. And in my journal, I wrote, and I was anxious. Don't tell anybody, but I was anxious. I noticed the birds on the background of my scene and on my altar. And this is the message that I hear. God spoke to me through those birds. He said, Allison, soar, fly, sing, and oh, I will always provide for you. There's a Bible verse that says something along the lines of, do you not see that I provide for the birds? And you think that I wouldn't provide for you. So that's the other part I get. I get, soar, fly, sing, play. I will always provide for you. You are taken care of. And so then, as I was taking a picture of that, because it touched my heart and gave me chills, somebody bought a ticket to Camp Starheart that I don't know very well, that I may have met in person once in St. Louis, but I'm not even positive. And it was not one of my major tribe people. It was not somebody that I expected to buy a ticket. And all of a sudden, I get the PayPal ding. So not only do I get the message, but I got a financial blessing at the same moment that spirit is saying, do you not see the birds? I will take care of you. Yes. So from time to time, I'm going to make invitations for you guys. I'm going to show you that it can be done with love and grace and joy and humor. So that's what I have for you. Thank you so much for joining. If you have any insights or have learned anything, please put it in the comments. Please feel free to share this video. Feel free to tag anybody you think must see it. Insights in the comments. And also, I'd love to hear if there's anything you want me to teach on. Anything you want me to teach on, I can put it. I'm not going to say I'll put everything, but I love to respond to your questions. Next week, we are going to be talking about committing money sins. I cannot wait for this one. This one is edgy for me. It's edgy, edgy, edgy for me, but we're going to be talking about, and I'm talking about committing money sins on purpose. We are going to flip money thinking on it back asswards heads next week. So meet me, same time, same bat channel, same crow channel. We're not bats, we're crows. Say crow channel next week. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for spending your Friday morning with me. Choose new thoughts and let me know the impact it has on giving you either better life or better work or both. Mwah. Thanks for listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. This show is recorded live on Friday mornings at 11 a.m. Central on my Facebook page at www.allisoncrow.live. You can also get show notes and connect with me at www.allisoncrow.com/better. This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.